There's one teacher, Ajahn Analayo, who in one of his books sums up the practice in a way that might be of interest to you. And he uses four letters to describe the practice. KC, KC. That might, it's a little device that could be useful to remember. So these letters stands for keep calmly knowing change. And that sums up the practice that we're doing here. The keep points to the continuity. As we sit and stand up and go walking and sit again, it says that it's one of the most powerful tools that we have on a retreat like this, is to the continuity, to keep the attention in a relaxed way. But so there's no need for great, amazing effort, but the sustained effort of being present again and again. So as we sit here for the next 40 minutes or so, or as we stand up, as we did earlier, and is it possible to be present as one, as the feet or foot slips into the shoe, you know, as the hand or arm goes into the jacket, you know, and then as we are walking, stepping or hearing. So the continuity, this is the keep calmly, refers to the non-reactivity of this mind that we're developing. So a mind that in the midst of agitation, in a way remains calm, even though the mind is all over the place, there's no judgment, wishing it was otherwise, all kinds of reactivity that can go. You know, agitation feels like this. Let this be known calmly. Or heaviness in the heart feels like this. Or lightness feels like this. Or about to levitate feels like this. You know, whatever happens, can it be known calmly? You know, very strong pressure in the knee. Building. Can that be known calmly? So that's where we tend towards. Yeah. We can not make it happen, but we can invite it, remember it all the time. Keep calmly. Knowing points to this mindfulness or this meditative presence, this knowing quality of what's happening now, you know. And it doesn't have to be complex. It can be just the elemental nature, of physical nature of the reality, pressure on the butt. Keep calmly knowing just that, or hearing. Very simple. Keep calmly knowing change. And as we sit over these next few days, we'll see again, maybe, how everything, or it's for you to verify that, everything is constantly in fluctuation, changing. So maybe it starts with the breath. We can be attentive of the changes in the breath, the expansion and contraction, the passing of the present moment. You know, the breath is always gone and new, a new breath begins. And when the attention refines, we start to see that, oh, what I call breath, even in breath, actually doesn't exist in one time. When there's the beginning of the in-breath, the end of the in-breath doesn't exist. When there's the end of the in-breath, the beginning of it is gone. I call it the in-breath, but it's different things happening. They're not there at the same time. Yeah? So the more the attention refines in calmness, we see more and more the change. So the change in the breath, the change in the sounds, the passing of sounds, even now as I speak, all the different vibrations gone all the time, new. And all the changes in the body that was walking outside earlier is a different body than the one sitting here now, different experience. Huh? So the change in the body and the sensations. Even if you feel maybe your feet right now, there might be something in there, some tingling or pressure or heat radiating or something. And from one moment to the next, it might be very similar, but there's a flowing of the sensation. This, a calm mind, might be able to recognize, oh, this thing that is very similar is actually flowing. The little points of tingling are all different from one moment to the next, although very similar. We'll see the fluctuations also of mind states. You know, at some point you'll be sitting here thinking, I love this practice, I want to become a monastic, a nun or a monk. And maybe 7 or 8 minutes later, I'll be like, why did I sign up for this thing? You know, this could be riding my bike or doing something that makes sense. You know? So the mind states will change, the thoughts. Thoughts have the nature to pass, you know, images and impressions. And even the moment, the present moment, is passing, always replaced by a new one. Hardly have time to know it, it's gone. So keep calmly knowing change. Says that it can lead a mind and heart to a mind to wisdom and a heart to release of the heart by just doing that. So it might take a kind of a leap of faith for you to do this, because we're used to achieving, doing things, or thinking about stuff. And now there's no doing, and we're invited to drop the thinking process and just connect with experience as it's occurring. So it's a different way to go about, you know, healing, resolving, understanding. But well worth a try, I think. Maybe to finish just this instructions from Pema Chodron that I read in one of her books that I like. She suggests, with attention to the breath, to have the intention, the clear intention, to get to know the in-breath while it's happening, and to use the out-breath almost as a pause, to relax, put the attention on relaxation. So knowing quality, as the belly rises, maybe. And then relaxing as the belly falls, the chest. So if you want to explore this for a few minutes as you sit here, you could do that. you notice that the mind got caught in some kind of web of its own making, some kind of trance, habitual or obsessive thinking, see if it's possible to drop that production of the mind and come back to the body through hearing, being aware of sitting or breathing in a very simple way. And even if you can do this only for a second and have to do this again and again, this is a good way to cultivate a sane mind. the mind is becoming heavy, falling in some dream-like state, become aware of that energy in the body and mind. You might want to sit up again, or even stand up if you want, or open the eyes. Become interested in the heaviness itself, or fogginess. It's possible at this point that some sensations become pretty intense in the body. If you can, see if it's possible to keep calmly, knowing if there's any changes happening in these sensations, pulsating or throbbing. Intensification of the pressure, piercing. See if it's possible to know these sensations without reactivity or being aware of the reactivity of fear, agitation, impatience. Can bring your attention in the heart, the epicenter of the sensation, or on its edges. If there's too much intensity, see if you can notice an area in the body where there's not these strong sensations, more neutral area. Might want to put your attention in hearing or even opening the eyes.